Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, February 19th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. Officials have released the names of the three people killed during a massive wreck on Interstate 80 near Green River last week. Christopher Johnson and Quentin Romero, both of Rawlins, and Harmanjeet Singh of Nova Scotia, Canada, succumbed to their injuries on the scene. Romero was a member of the Wyoming National Guard, though he was not on duty during the accident. Two of those killed were former University of Wyoming students. Memorial Hospital of Sweetwater County treated 18 other people injured in the crash. According to UW, one is a current student and one is a former student. I-80 between Rock Springs and Green River remains closed in both directions as workers try to clear debris from the westbound tunnel and set up the eastbound tunnel for head-to-head traffic. The Wyoming Department of Transportation has pushed the road's reopening by a day. It is now projected for tomorrow. 1,000 National Park Service employees were let go last week as part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce the federal workforce. According to people familiar with the plans, Wyoming Public Radio's Olivia Wheats reports on firings at Yellowstone National Park.
Michelle Ubaraga is with the advocacy group, the National Parks Conservation Association. She says at least 7 Yellowstone employees were let go last week. These positions were in IT, an office called the Yellowstone Center for Resources, among others.
We know that we lost folks from maintenance and facilities, and those are critical positions that make sure Yellowstone has infrastructure, clean water, wastewater treatment.
Ubaraga estimates around 33 more positions are potentially on the chopping block. The Trump administration went after probationary employees hired within the year or transfers from other positions within the Park Service. With the staffing cuts, Ubaraga worries that Yellowstone could see delayed openings, long lines, and closed campgrounds this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Olivia Wheats at the Center of the West in Cody.
Wyoming Public Media could not independently verify Ubaraga's numbers. A bill about guided commercial fishing passed its Senate committee hearing yesterday after making it through the House. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has this report.
Commercial fishing isn't super regulated in the state, but a proposed bill could change that. It would create a registration system, giving Wyoming Game and Fish the ability to figure out how many guided boats are getting on the water, and to potentially regulate them more in the future. House lawmakers previously amended the bill to make registration more expensive for out-of-state guides and give priority to Wyoming guides. But Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says those wouldn't hold up legally.
We would ask for an amendment to delete those so that it aligns with the Constitution.
Another bill to increase individual fishing license fees to help cover the costs of starting the program didn't make it out of the House. Bruce says she thinks that one was legal.
I believe the issue is because this is a commercial business rather than the private individual.
The bill would also create an advisory board to help guide the process. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
The emergency presented by the deteriorating La Prelle Dam has sparked a scramble for funding and legal protection of water rights. One bill state lawmakers are considering seeks to address the legality side. The bill would protect water rights that cannot be used while repairs or replacements of dams or diversion systems are occurring. The bill has made it through the Senate and now faces one more vote in the House. In the winter, monarch butterflies migrate south to the warmth of California and Mexico. But in recent years, scientists there have noticed sharp declines because of habitat loss and climate change. Shiran Herchkovich is with the Butterfly Pavilion, a zoo for invertebrates near Denver.
This is it. This is the home that they go for the winter. So should they lose those forests, the migration might collapse. It's such an important piece of the monarch puzzle.
Herzkovich's team is partnering with the Mexican government on a new conservation project to try to reverse the population downturn. They aim to plant 100,000 oyamel fir trees, which shelter butterfly colonies all winter. The restoration work begins this summer in Mexico. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Rock Springs teen was recently recognized for his quick thinking and life-saving actions. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Skylar Hossel's teammate had a medical emergency in the Western Wyoming Community College pool. Hossel was swimming behind him. He got his teammate's airway above water, assisted the lifeguards in getting him out of the pool, gathered his belongings, called his parents, and guided medical personnel into the building. Northwest College came to the aid of another college in North Dakota. The Powell Tribune reports there was a fire in Jamestown University's kitchen and dining area. Northwest College had kitchen equipment and mobile food trailers from a recent construction project that it no longer needed and was actually about to put up for auction. Instead, the college gave all of it to Jamestown. Some was sold while some was donated. And staff even drove it all there, over 1,200 miles round trip. President Donald Trump was at the Super Bowl game, and he wasn't alone. Oil City News reports U.S. Senator John Barrasso took in the game with the president, even catching a ride on Air Force One to it. And according to the engagement ring site Faithful Platform, Wyomingites are most interested in opal engagement rings. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's trivia question. Who was the first African-American woman elected as a mayor in Wyoming? Send in your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com. By Sunday at noon, we'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.